Oh, I'm so excited. It's Bank Holiday Monday, 28th of August. What more could we want? I thought let's do it in the summer this time. You know, because I always come in the winter and it's freezing outside. And sometimes I like to go for a walk, you know, on the bracing sands.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
So I might actually get out for a walk this time. And everybody's on holiday, so I thought the perfect time, Bank Holiday Monday.
Where does Skegness rate, Jane, alongside the other venues you go to?
Oh, definitely top three, without a doubt. And the people there really know how to party, which is right up my street. And of course, a lot of my past is at Skegness, you know, with the Maid Marian. Because I did two or 3 years there in summer season. So I've got quite a big following from those days. Many years ago, but now it's great when I come back and I see everybody. It's just lovely.
Talking about many years ago, Jane, the cruise ships, 1998. Oh. Does it seem that long ago?
No. I mean, what happened? Where's that gone? 20 years. I can't believe it's 20 years next year. It is a bit of a shock, I think, to most people in the industry, as well as myself, that I'm still here. But I just love what I do. And I think that comes across. And that's why I just keep going. And the fans, I'm very, very grateful to, because without them, I wouldn't be here, would I?
You are still a firm memory in people's minds. Jay McDonald on the cruise ships.
Well, I love a bit of a cruise, you know. And now I've got the other show as well, yeah. Where I'm going back on the ship. So it's just done a full circle, Rob, really, and it's even better this time. It's like a second bite of the cherry for me, so I've gone back to my roots, and it's all just started again with the touring and the albums and the television again, and I'm like, flipping heck, I wish I were 20 years younger.
It is rather like a flower that's blossoming, isn't it? You were on the cruise ships, as you say, then you went on to singing, you've got the successful albums out, and we've not even mentioned the Royal Albert Hall and the Palladium sellouts and all your touring all over the world, and now you're back on the cruising, as you mentioned, with your TV show, Cruising with Jay McDonald.
That's right, and I'm just filming the second series now, and that's going to be out later in the year. And it seems to have just, I just love cruising. There's just something about being on the water for me, or near the water, which is why I love Skeggy so much. There's just something about the air where the sea is for me, and it just brings out the best in me. I write great stuff when I'm around water. Mind you, a lot of people might disagree with that, but I do like to write. So I'm you know, working on my new album at the moment, Rob, as well, which is all my own songs. Which
that's
is,
on your own label, isn't it, as well?
Yeah. So not a control freak at all, am I?
Did you ever dare to dream when you were young, sort of thinking, well, you know, I'm going to have a career in entertainment. I'm going to make it happen.
No, not in a million years. In fact, I always had plan B. I thought I was going back to the ships after like a year. I always thought, well, I'll enjoy this while it's here. And I never took it for granted. I've never, ever, ever taken this this wonderful career that I've got for granted. Because I always thought, well, I'll just go back to the ships and have a great job again. Because I had a great job 20 years ago on the ships. So I just naturally thought I'd go back there. Never in a million years would I have thought I'd still be on television, still be recording albums, still be touring. It's just amazing, and I'm very grateful.
And it's given you a great chance to see some and discover some wonderful locations. Are there any standout ones that you really could sell to somebody as, yeah, you must go there, I've been there, that was brilliant?
Scotland.
Really?
I
didn't see that coming.
No, I tell you what, that trip round the Mull was breathtaking. I've never seen anything quite as beautiful as something that is just up the road. You know, okay, it's a bit of a long drive, but even the drive's nice up there. So I was really, really shocked at how beautiful Scotland was. And I have a very big fondness for it now. And I shall definitely return.
It is lovely, isn't it?
Mm.
We haven't even talked about Loose Women, have we? Here we are. We've been chatting 5 minutes. And another big part of your life, of course.
Yes, that was a massive part. You know, I've been left about 3 or 4 years now. But that was a 10 years of great fun, lots of laughter, some heated debates, as you remember.
Yeah.
And just meeting some great people and got some loyal, great friends as well through it. So that was a part of my life as well, which I'm very grateful for once again. It was, you know, four days on television every week is pretty good.
Any particular guests, Jane, stand out in your mind?
Bette Midler was great. Whoopi Goldberg, I'll never forget. But Josh Groban, when I sang a duet with Josh, that was something else. So it's been fantastic. I'm getting excited just thinking about what I've done. I just hope there's this much excitement in the future. I'm sure there will be, Rob. Positive thinking.
I'm sure there will be, yeah. We're really looking forward to seeing you in Skegness, Jane. So what can we look forward to?
Well, it's the Making Memories tour again by popular demand, actually. I've never, ever revisited a tour, the same tour, but we had such a response for this one that we brought this one back out. And I'm just over the moon that people loved it. It was the most successful tour to date in 20 years. So I'm just thrilled to bits that we've been able to extend it again for another 14 nights.